Imagine there was someone you love very much, and Christmas is around, we're just after Christmas, but imagine that we're before Christmas, and you're looking for a special gift for this person. And you don't want just any run-of-the-mill gift. You want to go beyond the gift cards or, you know, cookware or whatever. You want to find this person a special gift, a real special, a real personal gift, something that's the most special thing they've ever gotten before. And you find it. And you don't want to just give it to them in a random bag. You want to find the best wrapper for it. So you wrap it, and it's wrapped nicely. It's folded perfectly. You even get the ruler out, and you measure everything. So it's just right down to the centimeter. And then you find the best row, the ribbon and bow, and you put that exactly perfect. And then Christmas Day comes around, and you present to this person. And they say they're thankful, but they don't open it. They just leave it aside. And they leave it aside for an hour, 2 hours, and then for a day, then a week, and then comes more weeks and months and years, and they haven't opened this package. And you tell them that what it is, and they're thankful for it, but they still don't open it, and they still don't use it. And you think, I've gotten this most perfect gift for you. It's a beautiful gift. It's something I worked hard and hard to give to you, and you're not even using it. You're not even considering it. You're not even thinking of it. It's away in some basement somewhere, gathering mold and dust. This analogy is fitting because it's not about physical gifts. It's about a spiritual gift. That is the gift of our baptism. At our baptism, however long ago, we received a powerful gift. We were cleansed with the waters of new life. We died in the waters, and we rose to new life in them. We died to the world of sin, and we rose to new life in Christ. And our soul was filled with sanctifying grace, which is the life of God in us. The life of God, which is poured right into our souls. A grace so powerful, it leaves its mark on us. It changes us. So what was before baptism was not the same as before. We're the same people, but something was different about us. We got the seal of baptism, a seal that's imprinted on our souls, that marks us forever as Christians. So whether we choose to live as a Christian or not, we'll always be a Christian. No sin, no action can undo the grace of baptism. And baptism, we are put in a new relationship with Christ. We enter the mystical body of Christ. We enter into communion with other Christians. And we form a special bond of a family bond amongst each other because of our baptism. And it's in our baptism that we find our true dignity as Christians. We find what really makes us true children of God is that baptism, that grace that we receive. And baptism, it's the doorway to the other sacraments. So because of baptism, we can receive confirmation where we're strengthened in Christ. We're strengthened for mature faith. And then we can receive the Holy Eucharist, where we feed on Christ's body and blood that he freely gives us. And then we can receive the sacrament of penance. So when we fall short and we fall into sin, we can have that grace restored by the sacrament of penance. And whenever we get along in life, we get later on in life, or we get close to the end of life, there is a sacrament of the sick which prepares us for for what baptism prepared us for, the coming of Christ. And then there's the sacrament of marriage and holy orders, which are two sacraments of community, which are two different ways of living our baptismal vocation. And in baptism, we receive the vocation to proclaim Christ to the world, to be examples and witnesses of him to secular society. So that's the mission of the laity, is to bring Christ to where Christ is not. The clergy are here to provide the sacraments for everyone, to provide the sacraments for the church, and the laity are the ones to take the message of the gospel to the secular world, so where they can get in. Because if I walk into anywhere dressed as a priest, people probably won't listen to me because they know, oh, there's a priest, let's be on our best behavior. Well, for you, you have more influence than me in that regard. So baptism is a wonderful sacrament. But a lot of people don't realize that. it's become sometimes just a rite of passage, something we always do, something we've done for years and years, so we just keep doing it. It's true that we should always baptize our children. We should always seek baptism. But we have to rediscover this gift that's been given to us. Rediscover this wonderful sacrament that we received. Most of us don't remember our baptism, but we're never too old to rediscover that gift, to rediscover what baptism means for us, what it has done for us, and what it can continue to do for us. Because it's not just a one-shot to do it all. It's meant to unfold in our life, all the way into eternity, into the next life. Such a wonderful gift. And I hope that as we celebrate the feast of the baptism of Jesus, we may come to rediscover that gift. Today we end off the Christmas season by celebrating the beginning of Christ's public ministry. Christ, who did not need baptism. The baptism of John is not the same as we had. It's only a preparation. Yet Jesus, who is without sin, takes sinful humanity on his shoulders and represents sinful humanity by going into the water and being baptized, thus signifying his future ministry, what he's going to do on the cross and at the resurrection. And also to signify what will happen at each of our baptisms. So my prayer for everyone here is that we may learn to rediscover the wonderful gift of our own baptism.